Hi everyone, this is Maddie Clark, and you're listening to Learning About Religion with Maddie. Today, I'm going to be talking about internal diversity, embeddedness, and evolution and change in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, more commonly known as Mormonism. Throughout this podcast, I will try to refer to the religion as the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, because this is what this religion prefers to be called instead of Mormon. So, we'll start off talking about internal diversity in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. One example of internal diversity is how members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints share their faith. According to the Pew Research Center, 25% of Latter-day Saints reported that they enjoy sharing their faith with non-believers or people with other religious backgrounds. In contrast, though, 27% of Latter-day Saints never share their beliefs, and the other 48% have no preference. In addition, Latter-day Saints are internally diverse in their beliefs about religion. 57% of Latter-day Saints believe that Mormonism is the one true faith, but 39% take the opposite view. These examples show that there are differing opinions, beliefs, and views in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Next, we're going to discuss embeddedness in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. In 1831, church founder Joseph Smith had a divine instruction from God to institute polygamy, the practice of having multiple wives, as a religious principle. Latter-day Saint converts in the later 19th century had been raised in traditional monogamous homes and struggled with the concept of polygamy. As more traditional followers joined the religion, the fourth president of the Mormon Church, Wilford Woodruff, had a divine instruction from God to ban polygamy. As the culture changed and people became more traditional, the practice was banned. Another example of embeddedness in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is Cultural Mormons. This group is a less strict branch of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, whose beliefs differ in some ways from Orthodox Church teachings, such as coffee and the ordination of women, but still consider themselves to be part of the Mormon Church. As American culture has become more progressive, so has this group of Mormons. In these two examples, it is easy to see how heavily society has influenced Mormonism. Finally, we'll talk about evolution and change in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. One of the more prominent examples of change in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is their preferred name. In 2018, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints issued a statement that the church should no longer be referred to as Mormon and asked that all followers now refer to themselves as members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints or Latter-day Saints. This change was made because leaders worried that the word Mormon obscured the fundamentally Christian nature of the church and the religion, as well as wanting to distance itself from splinter groups and polygamy. Another way the church has evolved is on its values on caffeine. Many more Mormons drink coffee now since past years, which can most likely be attributed to American culture. Today, we looked at internal diversity, embeddedness, and evolution and change in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. This project has made me more religiously literate, because I now know how internally diverse the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is, the cultural influence on the religion, and how it has changed throughout history. Thanks for tuning in to Learning About Religion with Maddie. I hope you learned a little bit more about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints today. See you next episode.